Athabasca, large animals, unshoveled sidewalks, and the ever-present speeders kept Athabasca's community peace officer busy during the month of December. In total, the town of Athabasca's community peace officer, Kevin Rowan, wrote 20 tickets and charged 3 people under bylaw offenses while responding to calls. Of the 29 total bylaw occurrences, 19 were related to the conduct and maintenance of public lands. Thanks to several snowfalls, Rowan was out checking sidewalks and contacting property owners who hadn't cleared their walkways within the requisite 48 hours. "Now that there's been a lot of snow, I've been out quite often. I've been trying to give at least 24 hours, but obviously there's been a few where I have to make a phone call or contact them," said Rowan. Rowan also clarified some confusion around the use of salt to clear sidewalks. Despite the new community standards bylaw, salt is still allowed and encouraged for residents to use. Athabasca's fastest driver in December was clocked going 90 kilometers an hour in a 50 zone, but Rowan didn't provide the data from the movable speed tracking signs the town used throughout 2024. The town's CPO did spend a shift working with the Alberta Sheriffs to conduct commercial vehicle enforcement checks. Out of the 8 vehicles inspected, 1 was placed out of service due to shifting cargo, and a 2nd for an emergency brake issue. 1 driver was ticketed and had their vehicle towed for driving without insurance. Councillors had a few questions for Rowan about an accident response. He assisted the town's fire department and RCMP officers during a collision at 49th Street and 50th Avenue while firefighters cleaned up spilled antifreeze, as well as the usage of the Athabasca Cares shelter. "I haven't seen too many homeless since November," said Rowan, around when the program started back up for the winter. Rowan didn't have stats around the program usage ready for councillors, but he did say he would be checking in with the shelter to see how its usage was and to get an idea of how many clients may be out and about in Athabasca during the day.